This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls on non-resident Nepalese to invest in Nepal. Jeep accident in Swargadwari of Pyuthan district kills 5. Health Ministry reports 603 new corona infection cases. And US announces plan to pull its military from Afghanistan by 11th of September. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called the Nepali people living in various countries across the globe to invest in Nepal by utilizing the present peaceful and favorable atmosphere. Prime Minister Oli urged the non-resident Nepalese NRN to promote investment in Nepal while addressing them via Zoom platform from his official residence Balwatar on the occasion of New Year 2078 yesterday. He made it clear that the government would not discriminate the Nepalese irrespective of the countries they lived in. President Bidya Devi Bhandari yesterday conferred various honours, decorations and medals to personalities contributing to different sectors of the nation. The head of state conferred the orders, decorations and medals to the personalities at a special function held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Sital Niwas. The list of individuals and institutions receiving the decorations, medals and honours had been announced on 17th of September 2019 on the occasion of the Constitution Day. The dignitaries conferred with the decorations included Deputy Director of Radio Nepal, Tika Bhandari, and former employee of Radio Nepal, Bulu Mukarung. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 603 new corona infection cases, including 254 cases in the Kathmandu Valley yesterday. The ministry said 580 infections were confirmed via PCR test and 23 infections were confirmed by antigen test. Similarly, 129 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday. The ministry reported 3 corona-related deaths yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,061. A jeep accident at Rumale of Swargadwari municipality in Pyuthan district has killed 5 people, leaving 12 other injured. Pyuthan Chief District Officer Kim Raj Busal said among 17 people travelling in the jeep, 5 people died and 5 others who were seriously injured had been sent to Kathmandu for further treatment. Nepali Ambassador to the People's Republic of China, Mahendra Bahadur Pandey, has presented his letter of credence to the President of China, Xi Jinping. In a press statement, Nepali Embassy in Beijing stated that Ambassador Pandey presented the letter of credence to the Chinese President amid a special program organized at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has said the government is ready to face any kind of challenges. Addressing a reception organized by the National Senior Citizens Fund Social Welfare Council at Mangal Bazar of Lalitpur yesterday, Minister Gurung said the government was worried whether the country would be directionless as the country's political course had been pushed towards confusion. He said the incumbent government was working for causes of the people and the campaign for prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. He said the budget for upcoming fiscal year would specially consider the social security issues of the senior citizens. On the occasion, centenary person Satyamohan Joshi said the society and nation should take benefits from the expertise and experiences of the senior citizens. Since the reconstruction of the Dharahara Tower has come to a final stage, the historical tower is set to be inaugurated on the 24th of April. Chief Executive Officer of the National Reconstruction Authority, Sushil Gewali, said the preparations had been made for Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to inaugurate the tower. The 2015 Gorkha earthquake had devastated hundreds of historical heritages, including the mighty Dharahara. Election Commission has urged all citizenship-holding people in the country to reach to their respective district election office and register their names on the voters' list. The Commission has also urged all political parties to mobilize their party organization to make sure people are aware about receiving the voters' ID. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will work with NATO allies on a coordinated withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken spoke shortly before he was set to join the foreign ministers from the United Kingdom, France and Germany for talks on Afghanistan in Brussels. Those talks will follow a wider meeting by NATO defense and foreign ministers. On Tuesday, a U.S. official told reporters that President Joe Biden had decided to completely withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan on 11th of September, months later than the May 1st deadline agreed too, as a part of a deal reached by his predecessor, Donald Trump, and the Taliban last year. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are also likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on non-resident Nepalese to invest in Nepal. Jeep accident in Swargadwari of Bhutan district kills 5. Health Ministry reports 603 new corona infection cases and U.S. announces plan to pull its military from Afghanistan by the 11th of September. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.